Our Minecraft server is provided by ServerCraft, offering reliability, support, and performance. Get your own server from servercraft.co. Want something to listen to while playing Minecraft? Why not try an audiobook from Audible? Listeners of our show will get one free book of your choice when you sign up for a 14-day trial. Go to audibletrial.com/theshaft.
Each and every week, our show is sponsored by incredible listeners just like you. If you want to sponsor the next episode, go to deadworkers.com/sponsor. And this week, our show is sponsored by these awesome folks. A Lumpy Muffin, who says, I am Fred Shaftian, and I don't have the balls.
And John Maz, who says, slash give star cake 1 or 3.
And R.S. Malix, Mars Mission Adventure Map, who says, promise to never do another Shafties with 20 minutes.
And Jeremy Autumn, who says, this is Minecraft!
And finally, Crummy, who says, did he sponsor the show? Or are we just saying his name?
Can't sleep, gotta build. There's a ground that needs to be drilled. And all I wanna do is dig.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in the Shaft.
The Shaft, episode 51, recorded on September 25th, 2011.
I'm Brent Copeland.
I'm Eric Fullerton.
I'm Wes Wilson with a cold.
And there's your trio.
I feel like we should all have gone like that. I'm Brent Copeland.
Yeah.
Something like that. And today, though, we have a special guest with us, and it is Dave from Dads Are Funny. How are you doing today, Dave?
Great. Thanks for having us on, guys.
Well, thanks for joining us. It was kind of a last minute thing. We've talked to you about a week ago or so, week or two.
Yeah,
And you know, somehow I've been talking to you through YouTube comments for quite a while. I noticed your channel. I like your skits. You do skits, and you also do Let's Plays with your daughter Mary. Is she there as well?
Yes, she is. And Eric, Mary, if she would like to make a special personal shout out to you.
Nice.
Hi.
Hey! Awesome. Well, cool. All right, so we got the fam there.
Yeah, and don't be shy. Both of y'all get on the mics when y'all want. That's all good.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah.
The more, the merrier.
Yes. And, well, you know what? Let's jump right into the pool of awesomeness.
Right. Time to sing falsetto.
Okay. So we got Dave here. So did you decide to go with Dave instead of Dad, right? Because Dad's kind of creeps you out.
Yeah, well, you know, when we first started, actually the channel was by accident. Mary and I made like a video that we wanted to share with friends that live like a state away, and the easiest way to share like a 4 gigabyte video is through YouTube. So we made like a Mother's Day parody of Epic Mealtime, right, Mary? And we kind of cooked and
yeah,
and we shared that with relatives, and all of a sudden we had like, you know, 1,000 views, and it was really weird, like right away. And at that point, you know, being Minecraft lovers that we are, we decided just for fun to make a Minecraft episode. And then we started to get more subscribers and views, and it was just kind of, like I said, on accident. And we just called it Dads Are Funny, you know, as a channel name, because that just kind of made sense for a Mother's Day kind of thing.
Ah, I see.
That kind of sounds
so
like,
really, it just kind of took a turn for the better, or turn you know, to the left or the right. I'm not sure which direction, but
it took a wrong turn in Albuquerque.
That kind of sounds there like our story. You know, we just wanted to start it up and play it for Eric's mom, so we did this channel, and we're like, what's the perfect name for a show to send to Eric's mom? And it was The Shaft.
That's so right. She loves the name. But yeah, I guess as you've noticed, if you know, you do some Let's Plays, you put anything Minecraft related on YouTube, and you're going to get a huge response. And I mean, your channel is growing. I saw recently you were on Pueggable server from Puego Games.
Yes, Chris Puego from PuegoServer.com is actually it's funny because he's got the YouTube channel, he's got the Minecraft server, so I get all the names mixed up, and he's got a new channel, which is Puego Gaming, which adds further confusion. But Mary and I took a tour, and that was our first real Skype experience. So, and today is kind of our second, so I hope it works out.
Wow, yeah, you're coming in loud and clear. You know, that dragon you guys checked out was the coolest thing I've seen in a long time.
Oh my gosh, it was so awesome.
And it's, yeah, I mean, it's you know, what, 400 blocks long, 200 blocks tall, something like that. And to be able to, you know, watch videos like that from maybe almost, I think that channel is about a year old, Pluggable. And when we first started playing Minecraft, which was about a year ago, probably prior to the Halloween update, that channel was just coming online. And so I started watching that, and to actually be on the server, not just even be on the server, but to be talking to Chris and going through some of these builds personally was just, it just blew us away.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's a cool concept too. The dragon that you guys looked at, the idea was to build such a large dragon that it would go from all the way down from bedrock all the way to the sky, but also recreating the forest at the ground level. So it looks like you're just outside, and you look up and you see this dragon that's impossibly large, and it's just surreal. It's a cool concept.
Yeah, it kind of threw us off because Mary was pointing out in the video, the Lego My Puego video that we did with Chris, part one, that that there was bedrock on the forest. And I didn't quite understand. I thought maybe she was, you know, thinking it was something different. But in fact, it is bedrock. And that goes to your point about just the vast scale of that creation. And there's so many other things on there, too, that are like that.
Yeah, that's awesome stuff. So what have you been up to? What you been up to this week or lately? Or I don't know. This is your first time on the show. So what have you been up to from the time of birth until right now?
Well, I'll tell you, the last 4 months or so has been a lot of Minecraft and a lot of figuring out YouTube and figuring out Adobe Premiere and other things like that. And so for us, I think the big overarching theme is that everything that we've done is a real experiment. You know, we started with the channel and making videos and not necessarily Let's Plays for the sake of a Let's Play, but also some of the short films, which are maybe more difficult things to do, but very short, which, you know, is nice because they're not 15 minutes long. And then some of the Q&A stuff as well. I think that's kind of the three categories, the Let's Play, the short films, and the Q&A. And then a miscellaneous bag of other stuff like these server tours.
Right.
And that's really been pretty much preoccupied occupied all of our time. And it's been a lot of fun.
So how many videos do you try to put out videos at a certain rate, you know, X amount per week or day, or how do you handle that?
Well, that's a great question. We get that a lot, as I imagine a lot of YouTubers do. You know, the typical, can you make 5 episodes a day type of question from users. And for us, really, the answer is no. We're a much smaller channel. We have, I would say, maybe different goals than the average YouTube channel, although I guess I really don't know what those are. But for us, we put out one, what I would call main, like, episode a week of our Let's Play. And it, in essence, instead of being the main focus of the show, at least in my mind, I'm not sure that's true with the viewers, but for us, everything else is the primary driving force for the show, and the Let's Play is almost an excuse for all those other things, like the Q&As. Can't have that without the Let's Play. The short films are additive. They kind of sometimes are in between episodes.
To explain things.
Yeah, to explain things and to help fill in the gaps. And then the Q&A is a way for us to, you know, to communicate with viewers. But back to your point about how often, the episodes are once a week, and we try to be real strict on that because we feel like, you know, if people are going to subscribe and watch a show, you should be consistent about that. And we can handle once a week, right, Mary? That's pretty easy to do, one episode a week. And then everything else is not scheduled. So if we go on a server and film, we'll break that up into two or three videos and post it when we can. And then the Q&As obviously follow the videos that we make, obviously, afterwards. And we let those build up. So we let questions and comments build up and then make those videos obviously after the fact.
So do you do most of the editing, or is Mary getting involved with that as well?
Yeah, Mary's cringing. She doesn't really do much of the editing. We're going to be putting out a kind of a making of kind of video where you're going to get to see my buddy Kaz, who is Kazamandius in the credits, who made my skin, the Hawaiian shirt skin that I wear. And he and I really do most of the, I don't know if I'd want to say storyline, and then editing, I actually physically do the editing. I'm touching the keyboard, but I get a lot of input from Kaz when he's here, mostly for the short films. I do all the editing for the episodes, and that's mainly because, you know, the episodes are, as you guys have seen, and the viewers would know, are primarily Mary and myself, whereas the short films involve a whole lot of other people. And of course, it's harder to get multiple people together in a room to do something like this. We've had as many as 7 or 8 people in at least one of the short films. And in that case, since we're all here, it's more of a group effort. But in case of the episodes, it's really just me doing the editing. Mary, of course, doing voice acting. And if you guys, if you go to the channel today, you'll see a short film that we worked on yesterday where we, that we're going to be doing the little making of kind of video. And that one is only a minute roughly of footage, but it took about 8 hours for us to make because we had to build the set and do the, as you mentioned, the editing and get everything together and kind of scratch our heads to make it work. But it's a whole lot of fun. And that's one of the things I think is great about Minecraft is that, you know, obviously playing the game is fun, but making these videos is a whole lot of fun.
Yeah.
Well, and speaking of that, is it transcended Minecraft yet? Have y'all thought about, you know, breaking out the old video camera and making a short film or anything like that, real lifestyle?
You know, that's another great question because I think for us, you know, my background is mostly like science and engineering kind of stuff. But before I was into that in college, I did a lot of broadcasting and did some theater and stuff like that. So for me, this has been a lot of fun because I haven't really done any of that stuff for many, many years. And the great thing, again, about Minecraft is for those who maybe can't do live action, which is obviously a lot harder to pull off, Minecraft is a great engine, in my mind, to make videos that really the average person can't make on their own in a high quality manner. You know, in a sense where you'd, you know, be able to have all that equipment and kind of do it properly, sound, video, lighting.
Okay.
Yeah. And so, what's next on the radar for y'all? Y'all have any big projects lined up, or is it just status quo, kind of doing what you're doing right now?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think we're going to do a mix of what we've been doing. We always kind of take stock of whether or not we're having fun doing it. And for us, we started with those first few episodes, which were very primitive, and we just kind of were playing around. And then when people started watching them, our first reaction was kind of shock, and then amazement that people would watch it. But also, because you know, you're kind of trying to figure out what people like about it. Mm-hmm, I'm still, right. I still get comments today. Like, I'm not sure what it is about your videos that I like, but I love them. So that's kind of strange.
Yeah, that's a good
one.
Well,
yeah.
And again, before we go into the rest of our journeys, what's the channel everybody can go to right now and subscribe at?
It's Dads Are Funny, kind of like Toys R Us, D-A-D-S are funny.
Yeah.
So everybody head over there right now and subscribe and then come back and we'll wait for you and then we'll get into the rest of the show.
Right. And, okay. You know, we do have Wes here. He's sick. He's not in the studio with us. He's got, like, a nose full of slime and gross stuff.
And I'm trying to keep my microphone muted as much as I can so that I'm not, like, coughing and sniffing in you guys' ears.
Thank you.
We appreciate that.
What have you been up to this week, Sniffly?
Well, I haven't. I've mostly just been playing around in that 1.8 world that I made. I decided to return to it, and sadly, when I returned to it, I was way away from my base, and it was nighttime. So I had this, I spawn in the middle of the woods, and there's a range of mountains in one direction that's not visible from the site where I spawn. So there was a lot of running in the dark until I died, and then running in the dark until I died, and eventually finding, because I was smart. I did put a big spire on top of my mountain with a torch on top of it, but it's still out of the view of the spawn point. And if you remember, I didn't know how to make shears, so I couldn't get the wool to make a bed. So that's the first thing I did when I got back. I dug down until I got to some iron. I went up, I made some shears, and then I got myself a bed so I would respawn in my little base. But I caught myself doing the thing that I do in every base I ever make. I make this 3 foot wide, probably 5 foot tall tunnel going down to bedrock. And I don't know why I do it so wide, but for some reason that first trip to bedrock, it feels like it needs a real hallway, not just a little one wide thing. But at the same time, it's one of the most annoying chores of that I do in every game that I start out. So a lot of what I've been doing is, you know, digging down, trying to make sure that if I encounter some lava, I go up first thing and deposit half of everything I have into my chests so that if I fall into the lava, I don't lose it again.
Well, it sounds like you must have gotten a lot of slime balls this way and deposit them in your chest.
No, I actually don't.
That was a funny joke.
No,
but that's kind of what I've been doing. I've been just trying to get my my 1.8 world up to a place where I can, like, feel secure enough to go. Like, I got a little bit of metal, and so I'm like, okay, I'll make some armor, and, you know. So I'm just getting to the point where I feel secure enough to begin going out and being more daring.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much been my week, is building the West base in the West Fort in the West world.
West the daring.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That sounds
West
good.
The wistful.
I've started kind of doing the whole thing where I just dig a bunch of trees, make enough ladders to go all the way down, and then just do what you're not supposed to do and go straight down. Putting a ladder up every time.
That's right. It's fun to be a rebel sometimes.
I should do that. It is, and I don't know why. It's one of these, you know. It's the same thing, you know. Like I like having tall tunnels as well. Like, I hate little cramped tunnels going down. So, like, I make them, you know, five blocks tall and three wide, and I have to put down the half steps because I don't like to jump on the way back up as well. So, you know, it's just silly preferential things that belabor my game.
It's like the Mines of Moria. He can't just do a shaft. He needs the whole world of Middle Earth in there.
The whole shebang.
Something like that. What about you, Eric? How was your week?
Well, let's see. Lots of single player. I actually kind of roamed around trying to find 1.8 servers that were out there, and I was having a difficult time, and I think I did hop around, but I didn't do much other than just kind of walk around. But in my single player, I started a new world with 1.8 and now with 1.9 pre-release. And so I had to go and check out. We'll talk about details of 1.9 later, but for now, I found a nether fortress in my 1.9 world pre-release course, and was just amazed. I mean, you know, walking around, and it's so well-crafted, and it's just really freaking cool. So I'm walking around, and I find a spawner. Oh, God, I forget the new mob's name. It's a fiery guy that spins around and auto-fires fireballs at you.
With the blaze rods, right?
Yes. There was a spawner, and so I was killing those guys. I found a couple of those blaze squares, blaze cubes. God, what are the names?
And this is in the Nether?
Yes, this
Man,
is all in the Nether.
I haven't been there since.
Two new mobs in the Nether. So anyway, so after finding this cool fortress, I went to the top. There was a tower. It went all the way to the top. I'm like, whoa, what's here? Well, nothing. Hey, perfect spot for a portal, right? So I put a portal there right at the top of the fortress, and then it takes me to a underground ravine. I was like, whoa, this is crazy. So now here I am in a ravine, and I'm walking around, and I go to the end of this ravine, and it goes down, and then I find myself in a abandoned shaft. And it's just, it keeps going and going. I'm like, wow, I hit like all of the new update features basically all in one swoop. So I adventured around there for a while. I made a bunch of snow golems as well. Cause it's not, you can't just make one, right? You
is have this to on make, creative or is this on regular?
This was SMP, single player.
Are you still playing peaceful?
Oh no. I was definitely creative. Yes.
Oh.
Or else I wouldn't have had snow and stuff, right? But
well, you
anyway.
Could have found a snow biome.
Yeah, I could have. But, you know, I'm just like, I wanted to see, I don't know, I just wanted to roam around.
Yeah.
So anyway, So yeah, I made a bunch of snow golems and watched them knock back spiders and zombies and stuff like that, and it was just it's so cool. And lastly, doing a lot of work on the music video with Minecraft Chick. And, you know, you've heard us talk about this for months. And it's nearing the end.
But now we can actually officially give the release date.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yes.
Do you want to give it now, or do we want to give it in, like, news or
let's
something?
Let's give it later. Okay, let's make later. Them wait on it.
Sounds good.
So anyway, that's it. What about you, Brent?
Well, speaking of videos and looking at the new stuff, I was I thought I was looking at 1.9 pre-release, but like when you log in, it'll ask you if you want to update, and I wasn't thinking that I hit OK. So I sat there playing 1.8 because it updates to 1.8 if you update from 1.9. But I found some Endermen, like, and I was just surfing around on my boat trying to find a, you know, a place to kind of start out, and it got night, and I saw these three Endermen on the side of the coast. And I was like, I wonder what they do if you're in a boat. So started Fraps up and found out what they did. So if you want to see that, go to our channel, youtube.deadworkers.com, and check it out. It was kind of funny. It was entertaining to me.
Isn't it also weird how you find a pack of Endermen? Because I did the same. I don't find one. I find like three or four.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess that's usual. That's a normal thing. I don't know.
I think most of the mobs spawn in packs of threes. And then they spread out, and then you don't see, you know. Because, like, usually in the morning, you know, I'll find three creepers waiting on me. And at night, you'll see, like, if you watch and you see a spawn, you'll see three of them kind of spread out from the point where they spawn.
Yeah.
That's the other thing I did. Finally, when I realized I was in 1.8, I went and repatched to 1.9. And I wanted to see what the villages, like, what happened at the villages now, the new villages, to see if there's, you know, mobs in it. So I went surfing around, and I saw a village, but it was getting night, and all suddenly stuff started spawning. So I made me a tower up into the sky and was trying to look and peer
off.
Was
it a cobblestone tower?
Yes, it was. It was
lovely.
Cobblestone.
Lovely.
And
the villagers didn't get mad and make you tear it down?
Well,
and
I wasn't
out?
Close enough to see if there were even villagers there.
Okay.
But I had to log out. My wife had surgery on Friday, so I didn't really get to play much after that.
Yeah.
And so I'm logged out on the tower waiting to see actually what happens. Maybe I'll film it and do another stupid video. But that was about it for me. Cool. That's it.
Awesome. All right, then. We got a big rest of the show, so let's move it along. And then we have Wes here to carry us on to something different.
Carry you on to something different.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. By the way, this episode, like the others this month, are being sponsored by Rasmussen College. We are very, very happy to have them on board. They are a private college, and they have 22 campuses in the Midwest and Florida, and more than 15,000 students, and they offer online degrees. And one of the online degrees that they offer, and you can also get this in any of their campuses, is game and simulation programming. And the really cool thing is that there is a lot of interest in this, even in, like, you know, some more traditional work like government stuff. Like here in Huntsville, America's Army is programmed. And they are actually about to expand what they're doing. So you can go online to www.rasmussen.edu/game program and check out what they've got going on there. There is a lot of positive stuff going on right now in game and simulation programming. And you can learn on current modern hardware, and you can learn with new software, and if you have you will have FTP and web space to work throughout your degree. So I don't know, I think this is an excellent opportunity for the people who are listening to the show. We are really excited to have them on. Now, Eric, did you ever do any like simulation programming when you were doing your government stuff?
Some physics simulation, actually, like OpenGL type things.
Right.
Some animations and things like that. And actually, I still do. It wouldn't hurt me to get a degree. I think this would actually be a smart way to do it.
I've been, I did some work with some old school simulation stuff like DIS and HLA, which are these military protocols that are really, really ridiculously ancient and are slowly being phased out, I believe. But I don't know. I worked a little bit with OpenGL as well. I did some graphical representations of some military hardware here in town, and but I know that like some of the things in game programming, like object oriented stuff, I never delved too far into that. I studied C++, but only like conceptually. I never like did anything like serious with it.
Oh yeah.
What about you, Brent?
What about me?
Have you what kind of programming have you done working out with NASA?
I just do PHP and SQL stuff.
Sounds like you're down on it.
Yeah, I hate it. No. But I can tell you this, having a degree, like, I don't have a degree, so it's like out where I work, I'm, you know, capped at my 3% annual raise, pretty much. And I'll never make any more just because I don't have a degree. If I had a degree, I would probably make another, you know, $20,000 a year or something.
Oh, yeah.
And that's one problem I've been running into. Right now I'm unemployed, and I've been putting in everywhere, but I just have a math degree, and everybody around here right now wants computer science degrees.
Yeah.
Right. And I've been looking at this as well. So, well, anyway, to our audience, go check it out, rasmussen.edu/game program. They've got some excellent stuff going on, and we heartily recommend them.
Now, and we're sponsored by them for 4 episodes. Is this the 4th, or do we have one more?
I think we got one more.
Okay, so in that one, we're actually going to have a link to a survey, because we really want to know how people like them as a sponsor, and also what you think about what they have to say at the link that you go to. So we'll have a survey that if we can get each of y'all to just fill out, it has really nothing to do with the sponsorship of them. It's more for our information, and we'll probably release the info to them just so they can know how their ad's doing on their end. But we think it would really help us out to be able to give our advertisers that kind of information. It'll be real short, I promise. Painless. But anyway, that leads us into the next segment here.
All right, let's do it.
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
And the news this week.
I don't know why I always want to like chew on a gold coin or a penny. Like,
is that what they do?
See ya.
Test see if it's real or something. I don't know. Like a little newspaper boy.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know what's going on there.
Yeah, no, that's what pirates do to see if the gold is real.
That's right. So we need to change that bumper.
Right.
Okay. Minecraft news and pirates.
Put some more pirate into it. All right. So this week we got a 1.9 pre-release, and wow, just a week or two. Not even 2 weeks? I mean, it was right after 1.8. It's almost like 1.8, it was leaked, and then it was like, okay, everybody, here it is. Here's the beta. And then it was like, oh, here's the official 1.8. And then 1.9 pre-release is kind of like, well, here's the stuff that we weren't quite done with 1.8. This is me just brainstorming, by the way. I don't know if this is really how it went down. But I think this was all part of the adventure update.
I think this is me conjecturing here. Okay. As well, I think what happened was with 1.8, they got all this great feedback on the bugs and stuff. They got to fix it before the actual release, so now the release came out much cleaner and without people crying, whining, and stuff. So they were like, well, let's do it with 1.9. And they put 1.9 out there as a pre-release, let people find the bugs, they fix it, and then they'll release 1.9 and not get the hassles. I mean, it's kind of your a great way to operate in a you know, a beta like this. So.
Yeah,
it's cracking me up though, the whole beta thing. It's making me laugh.
Yeah, how deep will they go? So the 1.9 pre-release gave us a couple things, like villagers. It gave us the testificate guy, right? The NPC, and I'm surprised you didn't see that, Brent. In your village.
Sorry. I haven't gotten to the village yet.
He's like a Squidward-looking dude.
I'm on a cobblestone pillar looking at a village about, you know, 200 yards away, wondering how cozy those homes are now.
Well, go back downstairs. You'll see a real grumpy dude walking around.
Will they defend me if I run over there?
No.
Will they attack me?
No.
They won't. So I've got to just run into a home, basically, and hide.
Yeah, they just die.
Yes, they die.
They don't attack back?
Horribly. No.
No.
They're just like, meh, meh.
Do they go, Squidward?
No, but he has a big nose. Just like Squidward.
Or Gonzo?
Gonzo? No, not quite.
More like, more
it
like
doesn't protrude like Gonzo does. His is more like a banana nose.
Okay, so yeah, that's
this Squiddy. One is more like a squished pear on his face.
Weird.
Okay.
So it's nice and bulbous.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'll definitely have to go make friends with old Bulbous Nose. Right. He sounds so entertaining.
He should. He's a good guy. Also, we got the Nether Brick, which is the coolest looking brick. It's a dark, it's a very dark maroon, kind of a dark red. Anyway, you can put this brick. It doesn't have to. Of course, you get it in the Nether, but you can put it anywhere. You can go outside with it. And it's just a cool looking brick. And then you get the Nether Ruins. I guess it's what I called a Nether Fortress, but it's just a big, you know, it's like an NPC village, but in the Nether.
Do they have Squidward there too? But he's all red.
No, they have those two new mobs.
That live in the village?
No.
No. Oh. You're confusing me.
There's five new mobs total.
Yeah.
And 1.9 pre-release. That's crazy.
With two of them in the Nether.
Right. Two of them in the Nether. Exactly. You're good at mathematics.
I'm working on it.
And then also animal breeding.
It's in animal or breeding. He's working on it? It's in?
You know, I haven't actually seen this happen. Have you seen this, Dave?
No, I believe my understanding is it's not quite there yet.
Okay.
Because I think he had a tweet about like he can't get them to stop breeding or something.
Yes. They will continue to breed until the cows come home.
Well, and there's also the lily pad, which I've actually gotten some of these.
Lily pad's cool.
So I have about, like, five lily pads. Don't know what to do with them yet. I guess I'll have to read up and figure out what to do with them.
Yeah, I kind of wish that you could stand on them, though. You know? You just kind of go through it. So. But it's kind of cool. Kind of neat. It really beefs up the swamp biome. You know,
so
with,
you
the, with the dark
know
grass.
What it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like it's got the dark grass and the dark water. Kind of looks like sewage.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really amazing what they've done in just these, you know, past two releases. I know it took a while to get the last one out and this was kind of more of that, but it'll be interesting to see what's next. Like,
and you guys know that they fixed the sort of the underground structures being kind of overkill. It looks like, from what I've gathered looking at maps, that, you know, in 1.8, if you looked underground, like in MC Edit, you'd see just solid structures. In 1.9, they're a lot more, I don't want to say rarer, but they don't fill the whole subterranean portion of the map.
Like all the shafts?
Yeah, basically, yeah, before it was just one solid soup of shafts, even in sort of opened up cave areas that sort of looked illogical. Right. Like they had a terrain gen function problem, but now it's a lot more sparse and it looks a lot more realistic.
Sweet.
The
breeding, that was interesting. Notch this week released a screenshot of a bunch of sheep breeding. There's a bunch of little hearts floating above their heads, and this is apparently from Minecraft beta 1.9 pre-release 2. So yes, they won't stop breeding. So he needs to put a cap on that. And he also tweets this: if you hold food in your hand, they follow you around. If you feed them, they enter love mode. Two animals in love mode equals babies. Yeah. What kind of music do you think they're listening to when they're in love mode?
Isaac Hayes, maybe.
There you go.
Gotta be.
So that's. That's cool. I mean, that'll be fun. I would love to see some crossbreeding happen.
Well, I just know that, like, sometimes I run into, like, sheep and pigs and stuff that are out in the middle of the water, and I feel sorry for them, and I want to pull them back towards me, and now I will be able to get them out of the water because I feel bad for these digital things that
But they might
feelings.
They might love you for it, though. That might be a problem.
Or you could take them out into the water now, too.
Oh, I want to see a sheep breeding with Wes Wilson and see what comes up.
We've gone too far.
A chef.
But you'll need to feed me first.
Okay.
Make little hearts on your head and not just your shirt.
A Wes Wilson in love mode is a dangerous thing.
It is. Just ask Wendy.
Wendy is a sheep. So we got the next one here. This is fences will now attach to solid blocks. Eh? You ask, what does that really mean?
Glass? Is that what it's talking about?
Well, Jeb tweets, okay, so I changed fences attached to solid blocks. That's what he says. Does anyone have any insight?
Maybe it'll go on the front like a picture.
Oh, right. So they're parallel in front of a solid block, yeah.
But why would you want to do that? I guess just for looks?
Yeah, like a bamboo facade or something?
It would
like
let you decorate the outside of your house with fences.
Well, but if you think about it, you can put them on the ground and then just build it vertically in front of a block. But I guess this places it on the same block. I don't know. I don't understand.
You know how people use bridges to make like, or use fences to make like lattice work and things like that?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they're looking at this as a way to decorate the outside of your structures.
Yeah.
And tiki torches. I saw a cool video that Ted Nader did this week on making a bridge. Mm-hmm. It was a really cool design and bridge. I thought about just doing it in my single player, but you know, she's making tiki torches out of single ladders and torches.
No, the chat room has it right. Puppy Burns says, no, the fences will connect to other blocks like they connect to other fences. In other words, if you have a fence that you place next to a wall, it will build the fence into the wall so that it connects.
So that'll screw up people who want to do single poles then, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe.
So you won't be able to put a block next to it to make a single pole, I guess.
Oh, I hope they don't do away with that.
Maybe there's something special that you got to do.
Yeah.
Maybe they're going to make poles in 1.978.
Poles. That's
poles
what we need.
Pre-release.
We need poles.
My wife's a pole.
She is?
Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
And what? Then there'll be poles too. You know, they'll have that one.
Electric Boogaloo.
The return.
The revenge.
Okay, so yeah, that was fun. So I hear there's going to be another Capture the Record.
Yes.
Is this true?
Capture the Record 4. And this is going to be on October 1st. That's a Saturday night. And we have the link there in the show notes so you can check it out. All the deets are there.
Deets.
And, like the other ones, I'm definitely going to try to make it. And this sounds exciting.
We need to do this during, do a shorter version, like an hour version, and at the Dead Workers Party, and do like people here against people not here. Somewhere.
Oh, yeah, I see.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it.
We will.
Love bringing up stuff that doesn't matter to the show during the show. Don't y'all love it? I know you did.
Let's see. What else here? Of course, we already covered snow golems. Snow golems are kind of cool because you can craft them outside of a crafting area, a crafting box or grid. You put down a two vertical stack of snow, and then you throw a jack-o'-lantern on top.
Yeah.
Now, this next news item has my son pretty sad, or it'll be me sad. I'm not sure. It's the cloaks that you get for going to Minecon. And well, my son knows I'm going to Minecon, so he's like giving me the puppy eyes about the cloak, because he's like, so I can't get it? There's no way I can get it?
Oh, that's all sad.
And I'm like, oh, man. And, you know, part of me is thinking, man, maybe there's some way I can get an extra code while we're there, or something like that. I don't know. But,
you know, I wonder if it's a whitelist kind of thing. Like they get your username and then they put it into their list, and then those people will have, you know, because it's not like they took, say, Dead Mouse's account and modified something in his client to give him the mouse ears.
No. Where's your skin located? On their server.
Oh,
right. So now they'll just, whatever skin you have, they'll just add that to your skin.
Oh, that's smart.
And can you take them on and off is my question.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh.
I would assume you would have a checkbox for maybe on or off, but maybe not.
Otherwise, in all our future videos, we're going to be running around in cloaks, Mary.
That's right. It might hurt some machinima artists, you know, because I mean, I have a second account, and if I want to be you know,
incognito.
I'll have to use my other account, but interesting though.
We'll have to see if we can pry some extra codes away to give away on the show. That'd be awesome, wouldn't it?
If they're code based, if you know.
Well, I believe they are, right? They're getting maybe not.
It might be name based, I don't know. We're just thinking.
Yeah, spitballing.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, so they have a vote right now on their website. Which one did you vote for, Eric?
What were the votes? Oh, yes.
There's one with the pickaxe on the back. There's the one with the creeper. Lava creeper, one with the trees, one with the, I guess it's a poop block.
Mushroom.
In reverse color.
Yeah,
it's
maybe.
White poop block. It's like a poop block that's been there too long.
Yeah.
Right? And then there's one with another white poop block that's been there too long on a blue background.
I think that's the moon.
Whatever. Yeah.
I voted for number one, which is the pickaxe on the cloak.
I voted for that one, too.
You did?
You know which one was winning last time I looked?
The creeper.
Yeah, the creeper.
Yep. What'd you vote for, Dave?
Was the poop block number two? Sorry, I had
four.
To...
Four.
No, that was a joke. Sorry.
The poop block was number two.
Now I get it.
You got to go with the creeper, in my opinion.
That's my favorite looking one, but it's just like, I don't know about having all these people on our server running around with creeper cloaks. Like, now they get to be griefer. I don't know why I associate creeper with griefer.
Yeah.
But I do. maybe because he's the number one griefer.
The number one griefer.
Yeah.
So what do you think, Wes? Which one do you like?
I haven't voted for any of them, actually, and I actually didn't even know there was a vote going on until you guys started talking about it.
Oh, which one do you like now?
Well, now you got to make me go and look at it.
Well, and while you're there, look at the other news. They have released the schedule for some of the things that will be happening at Minecon, so I'm sure we'll hear more and more about it as it gets closer and closer, but we're getting a keynote address of... course, breakout classes on Minecraft subjects. What could that be? What kind of classes are we looking at? How to make an avatar?
Excuse me.
Avatar building. I don't know.
How to build with redstone?
Survive. Ooh, a redstone class would be really useful.
How to listen to the Shaft podcast? That would be a good one.
That would be a good one too, because it's very difficult to listen to one of these shows.
And, of course, we will have the Miner's Party and the Diamond Party, and then it looks like breakout classes on favorite Minecraft subjects. What do you think that could be? Does that feel like deja vu?
Yes.
some other stuff. I guess you'll also get to meet Notch and the Mojang team and top Minecraft YouTubers.
You get to hug Notch.
Costume contest.
Do you think there's going to be, like, a receiving line? Do you think it's just going to be, like... like, Notch is going to have to, like, stand at one end, and everyone's just going to line up and walk by and give him a hug and talk to him. Do you think it's going to be like that?
I think it's going to be like
they should have a stunt Notch.
Well, and what I think they need to do is take it, like, the cruise route, right? Like, have a guy, a photographer, or multiple photographers walking around the whole area and taking pictures of people, and then you have that wall where they have the pictures of, like, you and stuff, and you go over there, and you're like, oh, I like that one, so I'm going to go pay $50 for this picture of me.
Oh, I see.
Right, but they'll have the receiving line, like you're saying, or walking around a party and taking pictures of everybody. Like, they'll have a dedicated photographer at Notch, so everybody who talks to them will get their picture.
Yeah, because they did that at PAX.
You know, yeah, but I think everybody had to bring their own cameras there, right?
Not sure of the details. Yeah, maybe.
Oh, that was at PAX. I was thinking E3. Never mind.
No. Yeah, E3, I don't believe they had anything official like that, but I could see a hugging booth. You know, you go up and get
with Notch. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, if he doesn't do it, I will.
All right, I'll have the hugging booth. With Brent Copeland.
There'll also be commemorative merchandise and an indie developer theater. So keep your eyes on minecon.mojang.com for more information about that. Mm-hmm. And if you're going, we'll see you. We'll all have to meet up.
We're gonna be there a couple days early. Cloak.
Oh, you like the creeper cloak?
I do. Right. I like the red one. I think the red looks the coolest.
Yeah, it is pretty cool.
I think they should let people have their choice. Then you have this, like...
Oh, I love variety. Ooh. Yeah. That's the best one. I like that.
Yeah.
I'm kind of sad there's no big, like, pig face. I would have voted on the pig-faced cloak.
Well, you can get your socks.
Yeah, I can get some happy socks.
Pig-faced socks.
Another news item here is hardcore mode is coming to Minecraft, and that means that your world will be deleted upon death.
Ouch.
And there will be a button, and it says hardcore on or off. If you feel like a man or a woman or both, click that button. It's going to be awesome. I can see
now
it.
You're a man. A man, man, man.
Well, and actually, we're going to change the Shaftlands over to a hardcore server. So every time someone dies, it'll reset the world, and everybody will have to start over.
Wow, that's extreme
hardcore. So there'll be teamwork needed.
Wow.
And hopefully no griefers on there that just jump into lava to ruin all your work.
Ouch.
And I am joking about that.
Good. So
I see something you may like here, Eric.
Yes. Okay, here's a tweet from Jens or Jeb on Twitter.
Do it with an accent.
Oh god, my accents are crap.
Well, I didn't say you had to do it like in a Swedish accent. Let's do it in an accent, anything.
Okay, going to sleep now. Last change I did was to let F5 toggle between three states.
Hold on, I need some reverb.
As suggested, first person, third person back, and third front.
So that basically means, from the English gentleman that just read that, or wherever he's from. So they're going to put F5 back. So you can get the front, the back, whatever. And that's awesome because, remember, they took that away. Now if you just hit F5, you always see the back side of you no matter what. Right. So missing out on the front. Also, F8 is the smooth camera, and it's coming back. In fact, I saw that. Jeb said that they're gonna re-enable it. And they're gonna put it back in there. But it was a Maz that tweeted to Notch asking him, "Please, why don't do this to us? Put it back in there." And he said, "Okay." I'll find it back. That's what he sounds like. So that's cool.
That was a great Swedish accent.
So those two things are good for machinimators.
That is good.
Machinimators.
Machinimator.
I will be back to film you. The machinimator.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, so let's see. Is that it for news?
And Dave, you had a thought.
Well, I was just wondering if... for the public here, if we can clarify what's going on with the Enderman, because it looks like in 1.9 they did change it a little bit versus 1.8. Is that right?
Yes, they. It has been nerfed as far as the Enderman will no longer move blocks around
or certain blocks.
Well,
they have a list of blocks, like gravel and dirt. It looks like all that kind of earthy stuff and TNT they can move around, but there's a list of blocks they'll move, just not everything.
Okay.
And it's not based on whether or not a player placed it. It's only based on the type of block. Is that right?
I believe so. I believe that is correct. I think that's just too much data to deal with to say, is this a moved player block?
Sure. Yeah, that would be. Yeah.
Well,
but I mean, what were they doing that was so horrible?
Griefing.
Messing up everybody's mob collectors instead, towers, and water was pouring out of places it shouldn't be pouring out of. That kind of thing.
Set your village on fire if you had a lava pool near or something.
Yeah.
Well, and they could also move adminium. So, like, all of a sudden, you could be down in the bottom of the world and fall through.
And on hardcore mode, you don't want that.
Yeah, that would kind of suck. Well, okay. So, one last thing we got here is one more sponsor. We got a new sponsor. And this is something I think y'all will like because it's another free trial. We know y'all like free trials. So, go right now to mypcbackup.com/theshaft. And you can get you a free trial. I've always wanted like one of these, but I wasn't really sure like how it would work with my computer. And I didn't want to spend the money up front. So I went ahead and got a trial too. So I've been using this for the past few weeks to see how it does, and it's been working good. Set things up. It's a free online backup. You can access files anywhere. The backups, of course, are 100% automated, unlimited storage. It's encrypted and secure, and you can sync between multiple computers. So, and there's a bunch of other options you can sign up for too.
Yeah, it has folder syncing as well. and also versioning, which is a really important thing that's even better than just having data on your own hard drive or trying to do your own backups. Now you can revert to an earlier version of whatever it is you're working on, a video or a document or anything, you know.
Just pull it back.
Yeah, I think that's really the winning feature. Yeah.
Well, one thing I've always been paranoid about is, you know, I've got digital pictures from over a decade. And, you know, the idea of my computer crashing and, you know, and I keep double copies of stuff, but it's all on one PC. And if something were to go wrong with that PC and those drives were to get scrambled for some reason, that would suck. I mean, we're talking, you know, family pictures from years and years back. So I've been looking into this myself.
Yeah. So I know a lot of people out there probably use Dropbox. We do as well, but this is like taking it to a whole new level. It's a really beefed up Dropbox kind of thing. So definitely at least go and check it out and get a free trial. If you're wanting to keep stuff that's valuable to you, go to mypcbackup.com/theshaft.
Very nice. And I guess one last thing in news. We were going to save this for our, what do we call it, housekeeping. But I think it's big enough news. We actually have a new member of the Dead Workers team here that's going to be helping us out weekly. So you might have seen it on his website already. The old Minecraft scribe, Astrogolly, is now working with us. He's doing an incredible job on our dock. Like, I will be honest with you, I haven't really touched this dock all week long because of everything that's been going on personally at home. And got here this morning, and it was just packed full. I mean, it had everything. Like, we were sitting there going, this is going to be a huge show. We're going to have to cut some things short and blah, 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 blah. So, yeah. Great start, Astrogolly. Thank you so much. You are doing an incredible job, and we appreciate that more than you actually know.
Yes.
So if you need some stuff, we'll have to get him an email so people can send him stuff straight out.
Yeah.
But keep submitting it. He's in control of our submission form and the docs now.
Yeah.
And wow, it's like a new age, a new dawn.
Yeah, and if you've noticed that this episode is very packed and there's not a lot of time for, side, what is the word? Rat holes or... what I'm doing right now, basically.
Tangents.
Yes.
Tangents. So we don't need tangents to fill up the time. We can actually use Minecraft information that Astrogolly went out there and got for us.
Yeah.
And also Dave. Dave got a lot of stuff in here for us, too, as well. So yeah. it was like
a double whammy.
Yeah.
So let's get on to this one here. We don't have a bumper for it, but we'll just improv and make you one right now. Hit it, Brent.
Listener contributions. They're from you to us. Thanks for the contributions.
La.
All right, listener contributions. Coming at you live. All right, this first one, jump right into it. Submitted by Jules0523. Says, what are your feelings about survival slash creative mode for 1.8. Does this make you want to play single player again? Yes.
How about you, Dave?
Yeah, we were when we were building the set for the last video, it was quite a refreshing thing to be able to use, you know, the creative mode, for example, to make stuff and you know, not to have plug in this or add that mod or whatever. So, yeah, it was a lot of fun flying around, dropping blocks.
Yeah, definitely.
So, speaking of creative mode, what do y'all think about mobs in creative mode? Do you think there should be a check mark to have them turned on or off?
Yes.
Yeah, especially the old creeper. I mean, you won't be damaged, but he might ruin your deal.
Like, do you think they should just have them off in general as default? Because to me, it's like creative mode is like, I'm not really playing the game of Minecraft. I'm building something cool.
Right.
Yeah, and the mobs can't harm you, so what's kind of the point?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
And maybe it's something they'll get to, and just this is the first go-round.
So
around.
You're talking about mobs, like peaceful mode, right?
Sorry, yeah.
Because like, you can do peaceful mode in survival. I mean, in creative.
You know, I did not think
true.
About that.
I thought you were talking about cows and sheep and pig and stuff, and that would be nice to turn those off as well.
Yeah.
Because when you're doing a video... And you don't want people roaming in your shot, it would be nice to have that, right?
I didn't even think about just turning off the mobs and doing peaceful because I never played peaceful like you.
Well, the last couple videos, like Minecraft Universe, I had to install this mod that that lets you control the friendly mobs. You right. could have, you know, a whole bunch of different options for settings for that stuff, or just I don't want anything,
right?
You know, and so it would just kill off any life, any life forms.
Right. So maybe they'll just add another thing to the settings like that where you can just turn them off.
Yeah.
But anyway, I mean, me personally, I'd probably stay more in survival just because the creative mode stuff I just do on our SMP if I'm going to do something creative, probably.
That's true. And just do a slash give or something.
Yeah. Though I'd love, I mean, I love in creative mode being able to fly around and stuff like that. So I don't know.
Being able to toggle it on and off would be kind of cool in a multiplayer situation, because what if on weekends you're creative and during the work days or weekdays you're SMP?
Oh, like, would that be interesting? You would want to use the same map, you're saying?
Yeah, yeah, use the same map. I don't know if that works.
Yeah, you're a big cheater, so I can understand why you'd want that.
Yeah. I'll vouch for me is.
Okay, so we got something here from Thwonkinio. Is it possible for Sensor to come on the show more often? Because even though he destroys it, it is a lot better with him. Thwok, 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 game over, Thwokinyo.
Did he say Spencer?
He said Sensor. It kind of confused me, because I don't think we've ever had anybody named Sensor on the show, have we?
No.
No, we haven't.
No. So I don't really know how to answer that for you, Thwokinyo.
Yeah. Although, if you wanted more Spencer on the show... I don't know. You have to ask him yourself. I'm kind of afraid to ask him.
Well, and, you know, just go listen to Control Point. It's just as silly as this one.
Yeah, Control Point, Team Fortress 2 podcast, or Core Elements. He's on that one as well.
And plus, like, basically, if we were to get him on the show, he'd be like, I dug a cube today. I dug a cube yesterday. I dig more cubes, and I play Guild Wars. That's what he's doing right now. He's playing Guild Wars. And he's digging cubes.
So expect that Guild Wars podcast any day now.
Sounds exciting. Okay, so let's get down to the nitty gritty, in which I mean this.
Excavation Station.
Yeah. All right. Well, we got a ton of these suckers. And Dave, you have a bunch as well. So you want to start us off with some ideas you'd like to see in the game?
Well, we've had a lot of discussions about this, and I think a lot of folks like the underwater theme, and you know, in particular, maybe underwater movement. Like, I don't know if submarine would be the right word, or like a scuba or some kind of diving apparatus, just so that you could explore the, you know, some of the bigger depths now that they have in the later versions of the game. You know, 1.9, 1.8.
Ah, right, right. Yeah, I think also just having more to look at down there. I mean, I think it might be a little early for that, you know.
Right, yeah.
But, you know, I want to see coral reef. I want to see whales. I want to see all kinds of crazy stuff.
And now with the bigger, like, lakes and oceans, I think it's definitely room for that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, there's enough room. And underground buildings, you know, lately you see a lot of pre-created things being generated in-game, like abandoned mine shafts and NPC villages and now nether ruins. What about an underwater-type ruin situation?
Yeah.
Where you can...
Atlantis or something.
Yeah.
Or like a huge submarine that you could swim into and go around. And maybe there's air pockets or something. Or once you get things like this...
Oh, like a sunk ship even. Like a big, like Titanic kind of... ship. A pirate ship. Sunken pirate ship's cool. Yeah. Wrecked ships. Neat.
Something like that. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah. That's a good one.
We got one here from... and I know you have a lot, Dave, so we'll get back to those.
we'll ping pong back and forth.
But we got one here from Senior J26 who says, I'd like
Senior?
SR, okay. Senior, yeah. I'd like to see texture packs linked to maps and the ability to have gates on the server and multiple SMP maps so you can set up unique worlds and travel between them. The idea was inspired by the Candyland texture pack. While I'd never like to live there, it'd be a fun place to visit. What do you think about that?
How big are texture packs? Are they usually very big?
No, really they aren't. I mean, unless you do that high res stuff, but I mean that, you know, you need a patch for that. So,
I mean, it would seem to me that you should be able to put on your server extra textures that people can use. As long as you provide a download service for those, and then when you connect to the server, it downloads the textures.
Yeah, and just replaces and then, what they're using. So I mean, it's not like visually it should take any more, you know, RAM or anything.
And,
right.
And it could be an elegant design. They could just put in and other options. You know, when you create a new world and you have other map options, you could, you know, such as seed and stuff like that. Well, if you select one, you could just say other map options. Use maps texture map, you know, use texture pack included or something, you know, checkbox. And if not, you do your own. So you have the choice. Yeah. You're not forced into it.
Right.
Yeah.
That's an excellent.
But I mean, I don't even think it needs to be on a server by server basis. I think that if somebody had a texture pack and wanted to do like a zone on a given map in a particular type of texture, that people should be able to opt in to that texture for that area.
Oh.
But I'm with you. I do think it should be opt-in. I think you should say, I think if you walk into an area and it says there is another texture pack for this area, would you like to download it? Sure. You know? But
so you're talking
I mean,
about zones, like areas within a map?
Yeah. But now I think it would make like there's a problem in that, you know, you've got, you know, potential, you know, flying genitalia problems like on the old Second Life. You know, somebody turns it into something horrible, but I still think that you know you should be able to because like I said I don't think the texture packs are that big. I think you should be able to customize it kind of like, you know, spray stuff in Valve games.
Yeah. Genitalia problems.
Okay, so moving on, let's see another one from you, Dave.
You know, I always thought it would be cool to have, and I don't know, depending on if you're kind of thinking of like medieval versus futuristic, either like a crystal ball or like a closed circuit monitor so that you could plant a block, like two blocks that are paired, one being like a camera and one being like a monitor, so that you could, for like, you know, capture the flag maybe or whatever, if you think about it that way, you could have remote viewing. I think that would be totally cool.
Yeah, you know,
It may be complicated, though, because of the way that, you know, the whole engine is rendered, you know, about around the viewer, so that may require a lot more processing power. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, there was a mod that did that. It was called CCTV, I believe, and it had different channels, so you could have multiple receivers and transmitters.
So it's possible.
Yeah. So
it's just maybe it doesn't fit in the world currently is what they think. I don't know.
Well, I like the crystal ball idea. It kind of brings it back to a little more adventurous, little fantasy or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be, yeah.
And the use of capture the flag, too. You have a camera on the record area, so you could see when someone comes into view. And yeah, that's cool. Yeah. Excellent. This next one here we have from Miss Fist. This is kind of dirty. We should have a special pick that mines obsidian really fast, but it doesn't work on other blocks, so it could be overpowered. Hope you like my idea, but knowing you guys, you probably won't.
And you're right. Well, I mean, think about it. You would just have this one pick that you would just turn over and use to mine obsidian blocks for and then turn over to your other pick. I mean...
Yeah, I don't like the idea because it makes the obsidian it feels like busy work. It's like, oh, now I need to make that obsidian fast mining pick to mine.
Maybe
that,
maybe you could make it out of obsidian.
An obsidian pick?
Yeah.
I guess that makes sense. But it's still, I think it's too much busy work. But
I think they should make a pick that takes longer to make. But at the same amount it would take you to dig the amount of obsidian blocks you could break with that pick. And then make it an instantaneous, like, destruction or, you know.
Like you're in creative mode?
Yeah, so but you get the block, right?
But is this something you can walk away from while it creates your pick?
No.
Or you have to sit,
I think
and
sit there. It takes the same amount of time, basically. But it makes you think that while you're picking that, yeah.
All right, that gets one of those. All right, what you got, Dave? What's next?
I saw that coming.
Well, this one again is a lot of the ones I've come up with are, I think, probably available as mods potentially, but like this next one, farming options. I'm just thinking that maybe more in-game without relying on an external mod, and I think they're moving in that direction with some of the, like the melon and the other stuff that they're working on, but I just think a little more variety on the farming, and of course animal breeding will ramp that up a notch too, so...
I'll tell you, it's nice coming to a village and getting a bunch of wheat right off the bat.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's so nice. Just like, I got bread.
Yeah. I mean, that's part of the perk of finding a village. It's not like they're everywhere or anything. I mean, they're still pretty rare to find, but yeah. Yeah, more farming options. Then maybe the agricultural update will come out.
Agricultural update.
It's kind of an ugly sounding patch, isn't it?
Agricultural updates. Okay, so let's do one more and then move on. Or two more. We'll do one from the list and one from Dave. How about that? So be thinking about your favorite one that we haven't gotten to, Dave. And while you do that, we will talk about Rage Gaming Nation submission, which was Empty Records. And I think we've had this one before. You could record your voice or put an MP3 on an empty record and name. You can leave a message for a friend or put a song on it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Leaving voicemail for someone in-game, perhaps, too.
It could be like audio griefing.
That'd
be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if they bleep themselves.
Like I think this is just like a... is just like a spray, you know. I think that there could be, you know, a special texture or a special audio file that's connected to your account, and you can just, you know, if somebody wants to listen to it, they can. I don't know. It seems like not a bad idea. It seems like Modland, though.
Yeah, true. A little more deep. Unless there was a really simple way of doing this in game.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, who doesn't want to play the game listening to, you know, a turkey baster or cobblestone song?
Yeah, we had to get in there somewhere, didn't
anyway.
We?
Anyway.
The song will be out on iTunes soon, I swear. Or maybe not, I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, so let's get to one last one from Dave.
You know, the NPCs look a little plain, and I thought not only, you know, would different textures be good, but also maybe like a pack, like a customizable, you know, pack of 10 or 20 sort of skins that you could have loaded, much like you would a regular texture pack, that would give your little testificate family members, you know, kind of a different look and feel. You know, you could have little Susie and Grandpa Joe and all that.
Well, you know, we have Easy Notch's wife in the listening live with us right now, so I'm sure she could you know, ask Notch about his plain NPCs.
I think now it's time for From the Other Room. You wanna hit us with this in the other room segment,
yeah.
Brent?
How do we do that?
All right, just yell loud enough for
are we giving Easy warning here? Is that what's going on?
No warning.
Notch, we love you.
I thought you were gonna tell him to put something in the game for us.
Oh no.
Okay, that's good.
I just wanted to say we love you, Notch.
All right, so hopefully he heard us. And, all right, did we just get off on a tangent? Is that what that was?
It's because we left the dock here for a minute. But, speaking of something.
We were talking about random skin packs for, yeah. So, randomized the testificate family. I agree with that. I don't want to see the same people in every village. I think that's just...
You don't see the same Squidward?
No. I mean, you know why. It would be neat to... Because everybody's Let's Play videos and stuff would be different. It's like, oh, cool, this guy has this crazy, like, black dude in his, you know, in his thing. And this guy has this real tall, like, weird, skinny, like, maybe a clown or something. Yeah. This guy has an old man, an Indian over here.
Well, maybe if they set up something either with Minecraft skins or, you know, the skin decks or, you know, some skin site, or just did it themselves.
Yeah.
And basically had an approval process to get... Okay, this skin is approved for Minecraft. Like, this looks and fits the Minecraft, what we think it is, and they just check a box. And now you have, like, hundreds and thousands of skins that now randomized into the game as NPCs.
Oh, I like that. So we could really put ourselves in there. It's like, yeah. Oh my God, hey, there's a Brent Copeland running around in my village. Yeah, that's cool. I like that.
Or maybe they just say, okay, opt in, and it will randomize all the NPCs.
Yeah.
With it, and it may be a stupid clown or a Halo guy running around.
Yeah.
It'd be like Spore without the DRM.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. What Spore never could be.
I love this idea. I give it a...
Sure you do.
Yeah. That's awesome. Okay. Well, cool. All right. Well, moving along. And so many sights to see.
Sightings.
It's so beautiful.
Oh, my God. It's so intense.
Indeed.
Eric, did you just wave your arms around?
I did.
Okay, just checking.
Mine are still up. I don't know why. I think it was a half.
All right, we have so many sightings. We're going to have to be very brief on each of these. But we want to get out some cool stuff because it's been 2 weeks we haven't had any sightings because last week was a special episode. So, what do we have first? Dave, do you have some awesome stuff that you've seen this week?
Well, the one thing I wanted to mention was that Valu. There's plenty of videos out there, including the one we did that Puego's put out with the Valu build on Puego server.
Yes, and that is the huge dragon from Zelda that we talked about at the beginning of this episode, and it's very impressive.
And very nice.
You can go all up in its colon and walk around. It's cool.
That's weird. Did you make a video of that yet, Eric? What? I don't think people would be interested about walking up and around
Colon's spelunking.
Colon.
No.
I don't know where you're taking this show today. What's going on? Anyway, so.
We have, let's see. We have a ton of stuff. Okay, here's something I put in here. This is the Minecraft Song Planner. This is an application for Windows. And it basically, this has been around for a while, but this is the updated version. So you can plan a song, you can sequence and write a song out of note blocks in a Windows application and then export it into the game. And it creates this huge landscape of blocks, pre-wired up with a button that starts it and a glass roof so you can walk around on this creation. It's so insane. It's the biggest way to cheat if you just want to make a song and you have no redstone chops. All you know is to, you know, if you're just a musician that's not technical, this is the way to do it.
So, and you just run this while you're in Minecraft, and it has you build all of the stuff, or it just builds it, or what?
It exports something that you then have to get a little technical into getting this into your game.
Okay, something.
Like a schematic, or?
I haven't actually tried it, so I don't really know the export technique, but I've...
It's like a cakewalk for Minecraft.
Oh yeah, the sequencer part is definitely like cakewalk. You put your notes. It's like a piano roll if you're into MIDI sequencing. It's you place the notes and you can play it, and of course it keeps the octave safe regions of the note block so that you can't play a note that's impossible to play in game.
Oh, nice!
So it's very impressive.
And they have a bunch of tutorial videos on how to make the songs. And there's one actually on how to import it into your world. So we're going to link to the main link, and so then you can see how to actually do all that stuff in there. It looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
I put this next one in there. I thought this was an interesting article from PC Gamer magazine. It's called "The Game Industry's Massive Fail: Where Are All the Minecraft Clones?" And I thought this is kind of an interesting article because basically what it's saying is Minecraft is incredibly successful. It is very easy to make. Why aren't other people trying to do something similar and capitalizing on this? And I want to know what you guys thought. I actually am glad nobody is copying it. I think that it's in the right hands, and I don't want to see it in other hands.
I thought people were trying to copy it.
Yeah, we got Fortress Craft, and we have a couple of them.
Yeah, but that's Fortress Craft wasn't a big studio. The only one that I think that has been very successful is Terraria. And once again, that was an independent studio. That wasn't any of the big companies with all the money.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Okay, all of the clones seem to be kind of small, independent studios. And I remember seeing Notch tweet this, and he was saying, you know, good luck to everyone else, and we would, you know. He came off sounding sarcastic, but then he tweeted again saying, if I sounded sarcastic, I'm not. He's rooting for everyone else. Like, he doesn't... he's like, okay, he's made this new genre of game. Go for it. Everybody do something. Competition is better. Drives the industry. Makes games better.
Right.
Yeah.
So I don't really know why a big company... Or maybe a big company is planning some sort of crazy, big, out-of-this-world MMO that is a block-building game, and they don't want to say anything because it's in development and won't be done until, like, 2015.
I think maybe you're hitting the nail on the head there. I think the issue is big developers take a long time to develop. Indie developers can put something out the next day after they're
done
coding.
And be beta about it, right?
Right.
They could just be like, it's alpha.
Right. Know? So there could be, every company could be making a Minecraft clone right now. But you're right. We're not going to see it for a year or two.
Yeah.
Hear anything about it. And at that point, they may be just behind the ball, right?
Yeah,
Notch
will
have had
it.
3 years ahead of them working on it.
Yeah, or Notch could totally reinvent the genre again and totally take it in a new direction that no one really saw coming, and now you got all these big studios working on the old Minecraft paradigm, and now here's this new one. So, you know, I don't know. It's
not to mention, it seems like they're all trying to buy Minecraft outright anyway.
Yeah.
Right. So they spent half their time doing that, and when it's obvious that that's not going to happen, then they're like, well, get some developers on it.
You know, guys, one thing I was going to say is that I think that as a programmer and working with some companies like some of the folks that develop these kinds of big, you know, cinematic games, I don't think that they think like this. I think that they want a game that's got a big budget and a big group of people working on it, you know, fancy textures, complicated parts. I think that this is a labor of love, and it comes from the ground up and not from sort of the corporate top down.
Yeah.
You know, you just can't.
I think that you could do something. That's what Fortress Craft tried to do, is it tried to take the whole Minecraft idea and give it high-res textures and more detail. I don't think it's beyond them to take this idea and work with it, especially when you've got games coming out of major studios like the Toy Story game, which was, you know, a lot of building, and the Toy Story 3 game. And I don't know. I it's not beyond my idea that other studios could mess with it. I just am kind of glad they aren't.
Yeah.
Yep.
True.
Let's see. We got also something here, a new song from Welsh Pixie, lyrics by Astragali. And I'm sure this is only in here because, you know, Astragali's doing the...
No,
I'm just kidding. This is actually sent in a couple weeks ago and getting ready for the Shafties. And we just missed it because we don't look at our emails that well anymore. It's good, some good stuff, though. It's called Want You Banned.
It's a parody of the end song of Portal 2, which I haven't beat the game, so it's kind of spoilery a little. But it's a good song.
So, and to go with that, you also have a link to Astragali's blog post on Want You Banned and the Crystal Crow's blog post on Want You Banned.
Nice. And, wow, we got a bunch.
We're only halfway through these links here.
Yes, we are. Let's see here. Any more goodies?
Let's see. There's shouldiplayminecraftnow.com. And I went there just now, and it randomly generated an answer for me, and it said yes.
I got a yes. Find a stronghold.
Got a yes. Yeah.
It's always time to play
Minecraft. I got a rock.
check out the source code, though.
Uh-oh. Is there something secret in there?
Yeah, click the word randomly at the top.
Ooh.
Nice little function call there.
Our operation is 100% open source. Oh, return yes. Generated by a coin flip, guaranteed to be random. Nice. Excellent.
Okay, we got a lot more in here, so I'm going to hit one more. This is actually kind of neat. It's called Mine of Worldcraft. Minecraft meets World of Warcraft. And someone's basically taken, like, you know, all the assets from World of Warcraft and overlaid them on top of the Minecraft world, but made the skins and the areas look like the Minecraft world. So they're going through, like, creating characters in this game, and it's the avatars from Minecraft, but the gooey elements of World of Warcraft.
That's awesome.
And it's by the same people who did that Fortcraft one.
Oh, Team Fortress 2. Yeah. That's very impressive. Very cool find there. Okay.
Yeah, and it's very well done.
Yeah. Okay.
It's funny too. Like I had to pause it because the mouse over text boxes are hilarious.
Wow. Okay. Well, there's our sightings of the week. A lot of sightings. All
sweet.
Right. Then.
And we got one last sighting here, and that's our other sponsor that we talk to you about every week here. You can get another free trial, a book that you can listen to audibly from audibletrial.com/theshaft.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw that you had a suggestion in here, Dave. Would you like to talk about that book?
Well, Mary, did you like The Hunger Games? That was a pretty good book.
Yeah, that was an awesome series.
Yeah, we like all three of them. And I think anybody that likes you know, fantasy or dystopian or whatever kind of tag you want to put on it, but just, you know, good fiction. It's a great, great book and a great series.
Didn't you read that, Brent?
No, I haven't yet.
Oh, okay.
But it's
I did. I've actually recommended this before, but I haven't recommended all of them. All I did was recommend the Hunger Games. And yes, this is a lot of fun. I just recently read the third one and really enjoyed it.
I'll have to get this. I have less than 3 hours left of the 60 hours that was the last the Dance with Dragons book that I've been listening to. So I'll try this out next.
I'm reading it for real. I think we're going to finish it about the same time. I have like about 3 chapters left.
Oh, well, I'm going to run outside in my car right now and listen to it because I'm going to beat you.
I'm still reading Go the F to Sleep, so I'm not done with that yet.
Like 3 minutes long. That's awesome. But yeah, we just want to remind you, if you stick in the after your free trial, you can get one audiobook per month for $15, $14.95. You also save 30% on additional purchases, and there's a bunch of stuff that's like $2 and stuff, so you can actually get a bunch of books real cheap. You get a free subscription to New York Times and the Wall Street Journal, and there's a bunch of sales just for members and et cetera, et cetera. So go to audibletrial.com/theshaft, and let's move on.
All right, then. So in this next segment, we're going to get down and dirty and talk about some issues that really count. Whoa, who's that?
Housekeeping! Housekeeping!
Sounds like she's sick. Do we want to let her in?
No, I don't think so.
I have a cold. Housekeeping.
We're good. Go away.
Yeah.
Mint for pillow with germs? Mint for pillow with germs?
Okay. No, thanks. No, I'll take a mint if she's licked it. I like licked mints.
Yeah, you're into germs?
Yeah.
So we have a couple of housekeeping items here. You can now sponsor the Dead Workers Party Party.
Yeah, that is true.
And how do you do that?
You just go to dwpp.deadworkers.com and click on the sponsor tab, and it'll tell you all about it. This is we thought of a way to you know, let people sponsor the con even if they can't go, or if people are going, we aren't charging a fee, so feel free to sponsor it. And basically that'll get your name on the sponsors page. It'll also get your name anytime we stream. We'll have a little rotating ticker that lets everybody know who sponsored it. You can actually sponsor a tournament at the con for a little more, and if you do that, then we'll put your name up on a sign that everybody will see during the tournament. So it's a cool way to get involved with the DWPP if you can't be there. But we do want you to go there. So be sure to go to dwpp.deadworkers.com. If you are going and you know you're going, register. Let us know, because we're trying to get together some swag. We may not have enough to do like bags and stuff, but we did get our stuff in from Balls. So we got some stickers and a few t-shirts and some mints and some other stuff. So we want to kind of get all that prepared for the weekend, so we're not doing it.
Some mints for pillows.
Mints for pillows, yeah. Well, actually, we're going to sneak in your room every night and put one of these Balls mints under your pillows.
Oh, good.
Because you know.
Always wanted you to do that.
Balls keeps the shaft up all night long.
That's TM. Trademark.
Trademark. That's our new sponsor ad. Anyway, but it's going to be a lot of fun. We've been working on the schedule for it, and there's going to be a lot of tournaments. I downloaded Team Fortress Classic.
Cool.
So we're going to do that. I'm going to see if Robin will give us some extra copies.
Robin Walker.
But anyway, that's cool. TF2 side of things. The Minecraft side of things, we're going to do a lot of Minecraft stuff. Flash builds, contests. We'll have our own map server all weekend long, and hopefully we'll be able to get that map online after the weekend and let people see what was created during the weekend.
Yeah, and some cool Minecraft contest type things. Remember like the 404 challenge?
Yes.
Paul Source Jr. now has a new challenge that is the You Missed Clay challenge. And something like that would be really cool.
Yeah.
If you don't know about it, just do a search for that. You'll find it.
Bunch of board games, bunch of great food. We actually have a restaurant that is going to give us a bunch of free appetizers. We're going to go eat lunch there one day and play NTN Trivia, if you know what that is. And maybe have some prizes for people who win that as well.
Eat some southern food.
Yeah.
And then we'll all get trapped in a well and then eat each other.
That'll be fun. It'll be lots of fun.
Mm.
Cool. Also, if you missed it in the previous news, we already talked about this, but big welcome to Astragali to the team.
Yay for great Astragali. Astragali is awesome.
And Astragali also wanted to give a shout out to the Crystal Crow, who's been helping him finding links for the sightings and stuff. So
awesome.
We didn't get to all the links. We'll get to those next week, of course. And that leads us out to something else.
Yeah. Shout outs to Sam Cube from Wondercraft, who is now going to MineCon. We'll get to see him. And the Little Wood is also going. I don't know if I mentioned the last time, but he just mentioned that in the chat room. That's going to be cool. So many good, awesome people are going to be at MineCon. It's going to be amazing. Are you going, Dave?
Yeah, whole family.
You and Mary? Awesome.
Sweet.
Yep. Wife and two kids at MineCon. That'll be weird.
Woo.
My wife is coming too. She's. I don't think she's going to go to MineCon. I think she's just going to come and live by the pool and relax and be
in Vegas. That's exactly what my wife said.
That's awesome. Do you have any shout outs or anything you want to pimp out?
Well, I just want to say that, you know, the channel that we have, Dads Are Funny and Dads Are Funny 2 now, which we just started, is the result of a lot of work from a lot of people, both Mary and myself, but also, most importantly, Missy Fenstrider, Cosimandius, Good Neighbor Ben, and Basil the Bat Lord. So, shout out to those guys.
Nice. Is he really a Bat Lord?
Yes, he is, I think.
Awesome.
Officially. And also, we're at MineCon, we're going to be Ron, who did the Mars sponsor, Mars mission map. Ron, who's one of the sponsors from the show today, I believe, with the Mars mission map, is going to be at MineCon as well. And as well as Chris from Puego is going to be there. And another channel, Chris and the Mike, Chris is going to be there. So we're all excited about that. And we'd like to give out one more shout out to our first subscriber, Nick Cody 2008.
Very cool.
Yeah. And yeah, you mentioned Mars Mission. He's going to be there. He also sponsored the show. That is one of the maps I definitely want to play. I want to play it with Brent and Wes, and we will have to get on that soon because that looks like a very cool adventure map.
Yes.
Yep, same here. Looks great.
Yeah.
So, and you were talking about that Sam Cube is going to MineCon?
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that they've already gotten enough donations? Because I know he sent in a thing about...
Yeah, he got sponsored. He's going.
Okay, but people need to go still do this stuff, right?
I don't think so. I think now it's official. Now he's going.
Okay, well, just in case, go to mcserverlist.net/wondercraft, and there's a free drawing that Sam Cube did. It's a really cool drawing. It seems like it's kind of in that same...
Oh, that painting?
Yeah, it's in the same vein as the poster we got that's on, Mojang's wall.
Yeah.
So go there. They're taking donations. They may have already made enough to send him there, but maybe they'll buy him a hamburger or two while he's there.
Yeah, it's an awesome painting, too.
So definitely help him out. Get your free painting in the process.
Cool. And I guess that brings us on out. Another episode of The Shaft. Thanks a lot to Dave from Dads Are Funny. DadsAreFunny.com. We'll take you to all the goodies that you need to know.
Yeah, thank you for coming on today. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun. Thanks for having us on.
Yeah, thank you.
Woohoo.
And we'd also like to say join us every week. Pretty much every week till the middle of November, we'll be doing it at 3 p.m. on Sundays, the live show that you can listen to at deadworkers.com/live. You'll get to meet people in the chat room, like Easy. She's in there right now talking about how much we suck, I think. Something like that. But she's awesome. And, you know, just a ton of people. Sometimes even Ted Nader will come by. And Stephos.
That's right. Aleph Null, all of them. Shout out.
Cromie.
Y'all. What's up?
Astragali's in there. Wes is in there this week.
Hey, Wes Wilson's in there.
The
That's
Crystal
cool.
Crow.
Yeah. Awesomeness.
Epidia.
Epidia.
Awkward. Ben. I can't see all the names. You're going to have to go through the rest.
Yeah. Double Helix. All right. Well, then, thanks
Leave us
everyone.
Some iTunes joining. Reviews.
iTunes reviews.
Are we done, or should I keep reading this?
I think we're probably done. Go ahead, and if you have a Twitter account, follow Dads Are Funny on Twitter. And then you can follow us as well, the Shaft Podcast.
Yes.
And, yeah, that'll about do it up for episode 51.
For 51. And if you're listening to this in the audio and you want to see the video of us, go to Deadworkers, or actually youtube.deadworkers.com, and we put them up there every week.
We do.
Or at theshaftpodcast.com.
And then every now and then Brent will upload some stupid video that will make like 10 times more hits than this show will. And it's like 2 minutes long.
Theshaft.tumblr.com also for our blog.
Yeah, that's good.
We've been updating that recently.
That's right. You're writing away.
Yeah. Everybody needs to hop in there and put stuff.
You know, the Enderman boat video is doing pretty well.
I saw it. Really kind of surprised me.
For such a crappy video.
Yeah, I was waiting. No, you know, my last video is like half and half on thumbs up and thumbs down. Actually, I think it's more 90% thumbs down.
Yeah.
But it was like 220,000 views, so it's like hard to be like, ah.
It's that new Rebecca Black video of Minecraft.
Yeah.
All right, you did it.
So, anyway.
All right, I guess enough babble. And thanks again, Dave and Mary. And
all right, thanks, guys.
See you next week.
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010.
Hi, Shaft guys. I'm just calling to give a tip, and it's if you ever go into water, always take a bucket because you can make an air bubble with the bucket. You just need to pick up water with the bucket, and that will create a short air bubble, and if you're in it, you replenish your air. So, yeah, love the show, and bye.
Hello, this is Ping Pong 1109 calling back with the first episode, I guess, of the segment about the Minecraft community. And so, I guess I'll get started, and this is going to be a really quick 1 or 2 minute thing. Anyways, 1.8 came out this week, as many of you guys know, and Paul Soares Jr. has uploaded videos that go deeply into a guide of how to use 1.8. It's very handy, and I would recommend anyone to use it. And I would also like to say, Welsh Pixie's Mushroom House is amazing. So shout out to all. And I would normally do a channel pimping right now, basically whatever Lucklin does, because he usually chooses pretty good channels, but I haven't seen him do one this week, so get on that. And, well, I guess that's the end of this. Goodbye.
Dead Workers Party Network. Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's the Shaft.